Welcome to the latest podcast from Adept English, aimed at helping you to improve your understanding and fluency in spoken English. Listening to Adept English will help your understanding become automatic, just like when you hear your own language. For more information, visit our website at adeptenglish.com. Hi, I'm Hilary and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. This podcast is to celebrate the launch of our new free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English, 7 Secrets of Language Learning. If you go to our website, you can sign up free of charge for this course. It's free. You don't have to make a payment. This new course, which shares with you 7 secrets to learning a language, will help you with learning any language, not just English. It gives you some very powerful techniques which will increase your chances of becoming fluent in English and other languages. We've recorded a different version from the existing 7 Rules of Adept English. Why? Because we felt that it would be helpful to make the videos a little shorter and to put the ideas, the concepts, into easier English so that it could be understood by more people. However, we are going to leave the original 7 Rules of Adept English course on the website too. So it could be something to progress onto. You may do the new course first because it's easier, and then afterwards you could do the old course because it's slightly more difficult. So why have we developed the 7 Rules course? Why is there a need for the 7 Secrets of Language Learning? Well, to some extent, it came out of frustration with traditional methods of language learning. Probably just like you, I learned languages in school. At our school, it was French and German. At my daughter's school, they have had the choice of French, Spanish, German, or Japanese. Whatever country you come from, there is generally a choice of languages to learn in school. But I'm guessing for many people, that language on offer at school is English. And many of you will have started learning English very early as children. Some of you may have learned perhaps a different second language. So maybe English is your third or fourth language. However, if you can understand what I'm saying to you now, you've already learned basic English and you have a good vocabulary. That early stage of learning language is very focused on grammar and vocabulary. You learn the verb to be, the verb to have. You learn which verbs don't follow the normal form. You learn vocabulary to do with food, vocabulary to do with travel, with holidays, with shopping. It's fine. There's no other way to learn this at first. You have to do the basics before you can go further. And with languages, there is quite a lot to learn. I've begun to develop courses for you which just use the first 500 words in English. That may seem to some of you quite a basic level of English. But actually, what I notice is there's a great deal, a huge amount of knowledge involved in those first 500 words. You have to know how each verb works in every tense. You have to know how to put the sentences together, the word order, the pronunciation. That's a lot you have to learn just to get started in a language. If you're coming from the same family of languages, that's easier. So if you speak French and you're learning English, there are so many similarities, so much is the same, it's easier. But it's much more difficult if you come from a language which has different origins. If your language has a different script, the way of writing words down is different. Of course, that's much more difficult. So there are a lot of things to learn before you get to the stage of worrying about being fluent. Quite rightly, what schools tend to focus upon is teaching children and students of language the mechanics, the basics of a language. It's classroom-based. It's focused probably on reading and writing as much as on speaking and understanding, because there's such a lot to learn. And there's something else which influences this. When children or students are examined, they're tested to see if their knowledge of the language is good enough to pass the exam to get the certificate. In this country, it would be a GCSE or an A-level in a particular language. It could have a different name in your country. But for this, the focus is on written words. Reading and understanding. Perhaps there's a little listening and understanding, perhaps a little answering spoken questions, but usually the exam process is written down. So that's what we focus on. So great, we pass our exams, we have a qualification in a language. But what happens when we visit that country and we try to speak that language? Well, I'm sure you've experienced this already. I certainly have. Passing exams and tests at school, at college, in a foreign language does not mean that you're able to understand that language as it is spoken by native speakers. It doesn't guarantee that you are able to speak the language fluently either. So when you've got to this point in your language learning, you need to learn in a different way. But traditional language courses continue to try to teach you in the same way. So there are people who've tried lots and lots of times to improve their English. They've gone on many courses, but without ever really being successful at understanding or speaking English fluently. Sometimes people can be learning a language without much improvement for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, even longer. If this is you, you may get to feel quite down, quite unhappy, discouraged about your language learning. You may say, I'm never going to learn English. How long does it take? And you're right. It shouldn't take that long. But the problem isn't usually the person themselves. The problem isn't you. After all, it doesn't matter how difficult your own language is to learn. Everybody manages to do that. Everybody can learn their own language. No, the problem is with the method of teaching and the method of learning. Once you have the basic language, these need to change. So the 7 secrets of language learning, which I share with you through the 7 Rules of Adept English course, explains how to move towards speaking fluently. It gives you the techniques to help you learn in new ways. And these ways of learning mean that you have a much better chance of becoming fluent in English. It's not just about passing your English exams. You want to be able to understand and speak fluently too. So these techniques, these ideas are explained fully in the 7 Rules of Adept English, 7 Secrets to Learning a Language. I use them myself, and I know that they've helped my language learning enormously, and that there are other people also using these techniques, and it's made a huge difference to them too. Once you know these techniques, these seven secrets, it's unlikely that you'll want to go back to learning through your old method. So sign up for the new 7 Rules of Adept English course. As I say, it's completely free of charge. It doesn't cost you anything at all. All you need to do is sign up with your email address. We also make another promise to you. We won't use your email address for anything other than the course and any special offers we may have for you. You can choose to stop receiving emails from Adept English at any time. I'm like you, I hate spam. So we give you a guarantee that we will not pass on your email address to anyone else. We hate the companies that do that as much as you do. When you've signed up, the course material will arrive in your email inbox as MP3 and PDF files, but there's also a video of me speaking as well. What a bonus, you get to see me talking and the inside of my daughter's bedroom. So what would stop you doing it? It's worth a try, I'm sure. And if you sign up today, you can start straight away. Rule 1 should arrive in your email inbox today, and you can get started. So good luck with the course. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast, but don't forget to visit our website and find other podcasts and transcripts or the written version of everything that we release in PDF format and lots of interesting articles on there. You can sign up for our free 7-day course, and if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.